Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
We're on the air.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency,
Finance,
a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
A lot of people reached out about seeing Carson down at Arrowhead, and do they have to bring... They have to bring a cover letter and everything with their resume. Yep. Carson said no. Just have your resume, and then he'll go through the application with you. But no, just a simple resume would be perfect.
So on paper.
Yes. You don't have to have it. It's not a fancy presentation or anything. Carson will be. He has an assistant that will be getting. That will be gathering the resumes as they come in.
In a booth.
Yes.
I wonder how many booths there'll be.
I think just two.
Just two. Carson and
Randy
and
Duke on the other end. Yes.
That's fine. We're not going to argue about
that. Look for the booths.
Them to be on the north side.
But they're not.
According to Steve, the Nebraska fans all have to park on the north side because that's where they're coming from.
One spot.
So I don't know how that works.
Isn't that the vision,
I
though,
think
you have?
Be overflow think, spot. Empty South
imagine
Stadium
the
parking
South
lot.
Stadium just empty. Just all of a sudden, there's 9 lots empty, and there's just like 4 cars from Cincinnati parked there, and that's it.
Got pretty good parking over here. Right by the stadium.
It's incredible.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you were driving down there, you'd probably park in the north.
I haven't gotten over the awkward part of this whole setup is that you guys are going to be at the game. So the next day, I'm going to be just here by myself.
Rudy will be running the board, and Bill will
be
over there.
Right here by myself talking, and you won't even be on.
I don't know that I will be.
And Jake,
we'll have a link for you in case you want to join.
He won't be on. And Jake will be on. In a swimming pool somewhere.
No, I will not. I'll be in a basement somewhere.
Okay. We're in a basement. Oh, at your friend's house.
Yeah, he's got a spot set up for me. He's going to give me the prime treatment.
How about that?
For the spot.
No, Bill, just real quick. Here's the thing. I'll be working until 3 o'clock probably, or 2.
We'll provide you a link if you want to jump on.
But no, that'd be a lot.
I'm going to tell you right now, if the game gets a little out of hand, which it obviously could happen in Nebraska, I will not see like a lot of the game. I'll go to sleep.
Because you have to go to sleep.
I won't. Because it's a
late game.
Football's like almost 4 hours for college game.
Like over at midnight.
So we're like midnight you're looking at. And like I said, that's a midnight game. So all of a sudden, if we're up by 30, I'm not going to all of a sudden be like, hey, did you guys see that last field goal?
Oh, missed that one, Jake. Fill me in on that one, Jake.
I did not get that last
one. I mean, if I was going to do the show, it'd probably be a situation where I just wouldn't go to bed.
If I wasn't doing the show, I'd watch the whole thing. But that's an early wake when you're getting up at 4:30. And going to bed at 12:30.
Well,
we'll
deal with it as
we'll
it
have
comes.
A show. Yeah. It'll be good, and we'll make it happen
God
in some
dang.
Capacity.
All right.
Okay.
But before then, right now, it's time for Bill's Thrills.
The Here Thrills. We go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting, Randy. He is the king of remodels for your whole house, kitchen, bathrooms. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. And please yell
that
at him.
What
also.
If you're standing there talking to Carson in the north end zone, and from afar you just hear, Randy! From the other end.
Comforting,
wouldn't it be?
Yes.
That is
yes.
The word. Comforting is right.
Yeah,
comforting.
That'd be comforting. That. And I could see them all. We should get a photo. They should all get together for at least one photo.
Randy, that's Duke, gift, Carson, right? And an assistant.
Yes. They should all get together for one photo. So
Randy and Duke are going to be in a booth.
It's going to be incredible. And you're upset they're on the south end. You came in very hot this morning about this whole event.
Carson gets the north side. Yes. Randy, Duke gets the
this
south side.
This is going to be one. I know I'm going to get the odds. Kind of silly,
cool
Bill.
Cool parenting tips.
Yeah, it's kind of silly, but my dad taught me this.
Okay.
Wrong. And I think it's super important to pass this along to your kids. They understand. Start with bread access to build for success. I talk about, and I know Steve just a lot, Jake, I assume you did that. I made and built as a youth a lot of sandwiches. The sandwiches
absolutely
was a big deal. The sandwiches was a huge deal to make a sandwich. And just teach your kids this, it all starts with the bread. You have bad bread, your sandwich is going to suck. It's terrible. You have to talk to your parents about investing in good bread.
Okay.
The difference of having a good rye, a marbled rye, a sourdough, any of that stuff. Bad bread on anything. Just get a sub with bad bread.
Oh.
It's over. No, it's really good. No, it's got three meats. Don't care.
No.
You don't
bread's
care.
Bread's crusty.
Everything is over. Or the bread's chewy or something's not right.
Mm-hmm. Stale.
All of a sudden, you know.
It's over.
And if you don't have, I mean, all the stuff. Well, we know we got the mustard. We got the mayo. We got all the things that we need. And the system is set up. And I would get everything out. I'd have it all out. I had a system set up. Everything was out. I was ready to go make my sandwich. I had it all lined up. And if the bread wasn't good, Ron right now specializes in bread.
He does?
He buys the high-end bread he wants. For everything he does, he wants the best of bread. Because the difference of a marble rye sandwich, you get a nice rye. But the marble rye was my favorite. Just that.
Is that right?
That was my taste that I really liked.
You like marble rye?
I like that. The sourdough was incredible. But the ability to have bread. If your sandwich has everything else perfect, no good. The bread doesn't have it. And I think that's something the kids
How about just... Okay, I got a question. I'm 100% serious on this. Fresh Wonder Bread.
100%. It's very good bread. That's what I'm saying. That's a good bread.
If it's fresh.
If it's fresh and ready to go. If you don't have the freshness to it, if you don't have it, it's not a good deal. Mm-hmm. Also... We always had our bread. Did you guys have like a little plastic bread box that stayed in?
Mom, did you have a?
It was about this long.
I know what you're talking about. We didn't have it.
Is it Tupperware? It was Tupperware.
But I know what you're talking about.
And the bread went in that. It still stayed in the wrapper.
Yep.
And then also, but to get the double seal, you had to have a bread. We don't have that now at our house. We don't.
We didn't as a kid either.
Yeah, we had it. But Sharon had that. She knew the importance of freshness. Mm-hmm. She knew the importance of every condiment that went with it.
So as a bread. It was a Tupperware bread holder.
Yes. If you didn't have that, I feel for you. It was a better life I grew up with to have that. But if you don't have those, and then to have everything makes it better. I'm always huge when it comes to the sandwich. I like mayo and mustard, but they're on the two different slices of bread. I never mix the two. I'll lose it. I can't do it. I can't put mayo and mustard on the same side.
Huh.
It's mustard on one, this mayo on this side. Then it comes together.
Okay.
Meats in the middle.
Okay.
Yes, and that's the plan with it.
How would you? Yeah, I don't even know how I do it. I mean, would you spread the mayo, then put mustard? Yeah, you could squirt the mustard over it.
No, I wouldn't. You have two slices of bread.
I know, but you could do it.
I don't.
Hey, what about you spread
the mustard
listen,
and mayo?
You
never
spread
touches.
The mayo, and then just squirt the mustard.
No, they don't touch. They don't touch. They're on opposite ends of the meat.
They're eventually going to touch anyway.
Yeah, down the road. But no, it's late. It's late. Down the road. It's
not too far down the road, like a minute.
But they're not touching together.
Yeah.
Because that's just a weird look, and I don't like that.
That's what the look
I got to tell you, what I do is put mayo, then squirt the mustard on there.
I like the two condiment choices, but other than that, and I don't want a third condiment either. It's two things. Whatever you put on there, whatever you choose,
I totally agree with that.
I don't want three.
Like, what would happen. It be? Relish?
Yeah, relish. Like, nah.
Don't do the relish. Don't do it.
No.
Hot dog, a relish on a hot dog will ruin the hot dog.
Anything, Jake?
Oh, a lot of response in the text line. 464-5685. Corey in Lincoln says, there is no such thing as fresh Wonder Bread. There is a reason it's a shelf life of five times that of a bakery.
I got to push back on that.
Okay.
I grew up on Wonder Bread.
I grew up on the dotted.
White dotted.
Yeah. Ooh. Dave in Fullerton says, Dad would get bread at the day-old bread store, not Better Times.
Not Better Times. The bread can ruin a sandwich. It makes the difference.
It's okay
if you're going to toast your bread, not if you're going to not for the sandwich.
Hey, wait a second. Hold on. You were on that north side. You were at Wesleyan. Remember the bread store on North 48?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Been there a number of times.
It's just bread. It's just a bread store.
We have one in Beatrice, too.
Right? Just bread. That was just the best. Bread. What do you guys have? We have bread.
Now, I think they did have like... Little Debbie cakes.
Yes,
they
might have had.
Ours did. Beatrice, too. Yeah.
But anyway, I'd go in there sometimes because it was cheaper.
Yeah, it's incredible. What else you got, Jay?
Sarah says, my dad would make us sandwiches with stale wheat bread with one slice of ham and one slice of cheese. It was horrible.
Doesn't sound good.
Didn't sound good. Mm-mm. My sandwiches were delightful.
Yeah, because you had the right bread. You
had the right bread.
It's interesting to me that you went with the marble bread.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
I would not do that.
A rye is really gets me excited. A marble rye.
Different. Yeah. Different.
I don't mind the white, though. Didn't mind it. Go ahead.
Rubber Duck says, last night I was putting my three-month-old to bed, and my three-year-old came into the room, and with bread in his hand, he had raided the pantry and was eating the Hawaiian rolls we were going to use for sliders.
Well, Hawaiian rolls. Those are good. That's a whole nother level.
What are Hawaiian rolls?
They're for sliders, they're really good. They're really good. It's good for little sandwiches. I mean, it's incredible.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a personal question. Yeah. Did you wad up your bread into a dough ball?
Maybe once in a while. Yeah, I did that once in a while.
You doughed it up. You just dough it up.
Before is the sandwich, right? Just the bread? Yeah.
No, didn't do that.
I dough it up.
Did you? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I didn't do that. That wasn't my world.
Someone says, I fired my wife from buying bread because she always bought the nasty honey wheat. Can't stand it.
There's no reason to get divorced.
No reason, Or maybe it is. Maybe Dr. Love fired that in there. Maybe.
That's tomorrow. 7:35.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. 7:35.
And that'll be our final Dr. Love of the year, by the way.
Dr. Love is going on timeout.
It's football season.
Football season, Dr. Love takes a timeout.
I wasn't even involved in that.
Is there a chance? I wonder, Jake, we could maybe consider maybe a bye week.
Dr. Love might return for the
bye week. Maybe we can.
I wasn't involved at all in this discussion.
You were not involved. We bypassed you on this one.
Just for this one thing.
You and Jake bypassed me often, so I didn't feel bad about it.
Just a lot of bypass.
I get bypassed all the time. I come in the next day. When did this happen? Well, yesterday. We were texting. I had 30 texts back.
True. Bypassy happens everywhere.
No Dr. Love. Okay.
Okay.
Maybe he's in the bye. We got two bye weeks to consider.
So one more Dr. Love. That's
until tomorrow. September.
It's a big day.
It's news to me.
Sandwich. You'll survive. Let's see. Got to have mayo on both slices.
Okay.
Ooh, Bill. Ooh. This is bad here. Someone says, I've caught my wife scraping off the mold and trying to serve the bread to me.
No. It's tough.
Oh,
stop that.
Ooh, Bill.
Yeah, we don't want that. And I don't think bread's that pricey. I think we can get another loaf.
Would Sharon do that?
No. I tell you, that was always a downer when you did pull the bread out and you're like, oh, there's man.
Yep, throw it out.
And that was all you had. That was the last
one. Right.
I think here was the one that got you the most in my my situation. Man. You go to make the sandwich and you look and you're like going, I got to use one heel.
Oh, what do you do there?
Or the heel piece. I went with it, but it's not as good.
Yeah.
When you had to go to the heel.
You survived that one.
You survived it.
You can try to convince yourself all fine, you want, but it's not. No.
It's not the same. And really, the two heel. The one slice that's just out from the heel, also not very good. No, it's not near as good.
You're right.
It's very, very central.
It's
located.
Not the heel, but it's close enough.
Exactly.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
Start with bread access to build for success.
God, that's a strangely good conversation.
Cool parenting tips Thursday on Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Going back in time, throwback Thursday to 2000 Nebraska football. I think you know Nebraska from the 2000 football season.
Oh, I have no idea. This is right in your wheelhouse, though, Steve.
Is it?
Yeah, 2000. You covered every game.
26 years ago.
You covered every game.
25 years ago.
25 years.
Covered every game.
25 right now.
Yes.
It's actually easy math. 25 years ago.
That's a pretty simple one.
It is a quarter century ago. Is that in my wheelhouse?
You got it.
You were covering. If you think you know Nebraska football from 2000, call us 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the dick down, Sip and Bill in trivia. The record is 1-2 on the week.
We need this one.
Today's topic is 2000 Nebraska football. You feel not great about this.
I don't. I can remember some aspects of it. Not much.
Bill doesn't feel great. Where were you in 2000, Bill?
I would have been at Utah.
Utah. Nice. Yes. Okay.
Who was a quarterback at Utah?
That year would have been Alex Smith.
Pretty good quarterback.
Yeah, Utah.
Okay. We have Greg and Milford. Greg, you ready to play 2000 Nebraska football trivia?
Let's give it a swinging shot.
All right. Here we go.
Greg was there last night.
He drove in from Milford?
Yep. Greg was there last night. He's younger than you would expect from his voice.
Spending gas money.
Yes. Well,
thank you.
Thank you for coming, Greg.
Yes, Greg. Thank you. Bill, a lifeline for Sip for one question. As always, Greg, first question. Nebraska played two Big Ten teams in the 2000 football season. One was Northwestern in the Alamo Bowl. Who was the other one? A 42-13 win in week 3.
No idea.
42-13.
Would that have been the one where Eric Crouch trucked that guy and ran like 95 yards? That'd be Iowa.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Iowa, correct.
Didn't remember that. I mean, I remember that
running,
game.
Wasn't
now.
That run against Missouri though? The 95 yard run.
No, that was Missouri.
Truck a guy against Iowa though for sure. He trucked
along the sideline.
Wasn't 95 yards though.
Yeah, along the sideline, he hammered a guy with his shoulder.
1-0 lead for Greg and Milford's. Sip first question: who led Nebraska in rushing yards in 2000 with 1,154 yards?
Okay, it's a kind of a trick question then, right?
There's some options.
Yeah, it's a kind of a trick question. Great. It had to be Dan Alexander.
Brilliant.
Nice.
That is correct.
No chance.
One tie. Back to you,
Buckholder, Greg. Was on that.
I know. I know who they both are, but I wouldn't have known that.
Back to you for the lead, Greg. Who led Nebraska in receptions in 2000 with 21, as well as receiving yards with 389 yards?
Well, if you think about that, 21 receptions
led the team.
Led the team.
Averaged about less than two catches a game.
Just whipping it around the yard.
5 seconds, Greg. Five.
I can't think of anybody.
Understood.
Aaron Galladay.
Tight end. No.
Greg, good guess.
That's a pretty good guess.
Don't
take it unless you know it. Unless you think you're like, all right, God, we don't have to.
pass.
Oh, if he doesn't get it, can I guess?
No. No, you can't.
If he doesn't get it.
Greg, you're done.
No, I know. I don't want it as a point. I just, if you don't guess that, I got one other name that just popped up.
All right, go ahead.
Bobby Newcomb.
No, it was Matt Davison. Oh, okay. Matt Davison, the answer.
It's a little that. Embarrassing. We didn't know
this. The one that I'm going against for the ambassador, the rural ambassador of Nebraska.
It's going to be a tight race.
This is for the win. All right. And Bill is in play here.
All right. You're in play.
So, who led Nebraska in interceptions in 2000 with 5, including 4 straight games with a pick, a school record?
I think we know this. I think he's your friend. I think he's a friend. Is he a friend? Wouldn't that be? Hold on now.
No. It's not
5 seconds.
Not the Twins.
No. That'd be too early.
5, 4.
Wasn't there a Sweeney?
3.
Was there a
Sweeney? 2. One. Need a guess.
He's from Texas, I think.
Go with Irwin Sweeney.
No.
Wasn't it Sweeney? That was nice thing. I was thinking of a safe. Is he from Texas?
I'm not. Well, Greg has a chance. Greg, do you want to steal that or not? Or go to the tiebreaker?
I'm not gonna steal it, but I think it was either. I don't know this, but it's either Craver or Gross, wasn't it?
It was actually Troy Watchhorn was the answer.
Uh-huh.
Troy
from Columbus.
Watchhorn. So this would go to Sip and Bill. Troy Watchhorn. Sip.
Uh-oh.
All right.
That's horrifying.
You're going to be able to show up to Columbus now?
Bill, no. You can work with Bill on this, but Troy will go, Greg will go over under your answer. To the first decimal, how many points per game did Nebraska average in 2000? To the first decimal, please. In confer with Bill here.
I like it. Say it.
Hold on. Okay. Let me just make sure.
I'd go maybe 2 lower.
It was a 10-win team. 10 wins. Mm-hmm. And they blew out Northwestern. Blew them out in the bowl game.
Something point what?
You think a little lower.
Well, no, just go with it. I'm fine with it.
I'm going to say 38.7.
Over under 38.7 points per game. Great.
Oh. I'm going to go lower.
41.5 points per game. They were fourth in the country.
2-2. Nice job, Steve.
You battled back to 2-2.
All right, we got it.
Yes.
Greg, thanks for calling. Calling on the road, Greg. Appreciate you.
You guys have a good one.
You
too. Thank you very much.
All right. We are behind as usual.
Greg's friend, you guys would have been interested, works for Pillen. So Greg was with a dude that works. He manages one of Pillen's lots. It's a dude. He's a major dude. He had to leave one. He had to leave one other event because Pillen, there was a situation.
Yeah.
Well, nice win.
Thanks, Jake. That was a great game.
When we come back.
I wasn't coaching here, so I have no idea.
Hour 3, we got a special guest, Mo Egger from Cincinnati, to talk Bearcats next on Early Break on the Ticket.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.